Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is a getaway Friday, December the 5th, 2025. First Friday in the month of December, 12-5-25. Those are some good numbers. You should play the lottery. 20 days until Christmas, 12 and a half minutes past the hour here at WGH Talk Radio. You know, I was just thinking as I came in this morning on what is being called a bitter cold morning. A bitter cold morning. And it is cold out there, 14 degrees, cloudy skies. That the studio here is very well decorated. Now, last week, we decorated the studio for the first time for the holidays. We put the decorations up the night before Thanksgiving. So when we come in the day after Thanksgiving, the decorations are already up. But it usually takes about a week for us to move things around and make it look just right here in the studio. And you know what? It's looking pretty good now. I think we've got everything looking good. I think the tree looks as good as it's going to look. We've got presents wrapped and under the tree. We've got Santa Claus in the studio. We've got two big tubs of ornaments and garland in the studio. We've got another smaller tree, but still a big tree with an elf hat on it. We have got, I don't know, a couple other trees here in the studio. I think we have a total of 5 trees in the studio. We have some of the smaller trees. And we have some Starbucks Christmas cups. Now, I'm not sure when we got these. It's been several years ago now. They're at least probably 7 years old. But we fill those up with ornaments. So that's kind of like my, what is that thing where people do crafts? That's kind of like my Pinterest Martha Stewart decorating tip. What you do is you take a Starbucks cup, like a paper cup, plastic cup, whatever you have, a small cup, and you fill it with 2 ornaments. 2 ornaments will fill that small cup. The first ornament you won't be able to see, but the second ornament will pop out over the top of the cup. And it looks very nice, and we have several of those here in the studio. We also have the fruitcake toss coming up less than a week away now, December the 11th, 7 p.m., right here at WGH Talk Radio. It'll be taking place in the back parking lot. The Industrial Channel will be providing Buckeye Donuts from the famous Buckeye Donuts in Columbus, Ohio. You won't be able to get those anywhere else in Marion on that night, and free, how about that? Thank you to the Industrial Channel for that. But we have a new list here of people in the fruitcake toss. We have Chip, we have Bob Welsh, we have Mariah Rudolph, we have Dr. Amy Acton, Weslyn Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, who was the original Fruitcake Toss champion, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thaddeus Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, he won it a few years ago, Ed Pickett, the president of the Y-Men, Miranda McGinnis, auditor, Mayor Kellogg, former mayor, Martin Watts, Mayor Kellogg, former mayor. I bet mayor tipped you off to that, didn't it? Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the fire department, Kevin Davidson, Marion County Commissioner, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, and now Marion City Councilman Ron Prater has been added to the list. So the list continues to grow here at WGH Talk as we head into the holiday season for the fruitcake toss. All right, Matt is not in the studio this morning, so if you'd like to add somebody to the fruitcake toss, or you'd like to talk about anything going on, we talked yesterday quite a bit about what was going on in the city, and we've continued that conversation on and off all week. Oh, wait a second, I do want to give you the letter to write to Santa Claus, or the address to write to Santa Claus, not a letter, an address. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. You got to wait for me to wake up this morning to get with the program. Also, from the post office, celebrating 250 years of service, if you want to get your packages delivered by Christmas, UPS Ground Advantage, they have to be mailed out by December 17th. UPS Priority Mail, December the 18th. USPS Priority Mail Express, December the 20th. If you want your packages to arrive by Christmas Day. 20 days until Christmas. All right, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody want to add a name to the Fruitcake Toss this year? Or would anybody like to talk about what's going on locally, in government, or anything else of that nature? We would love to hear from you this morning here on WGH Talk, as now we are in the full bloom of the holiday season. Now, one thing this morning, even though it's 14 degrees, it's not all that windy outside, so thank goodness it doesn't feel... Well, maybe it feels like 14 degrees, but it doesn't feel any colder. You know, the morning it snowed, what was that, Tuesday morning? It felt very cold, but that could be because the snow was on the ground and, you know, you had to stick your feet in the snow if you were out, and maybe the bottom of your pants got wet or your socks got wet or your shoes got wet or something of that nature. But right now, it's really not that bad. It's cold. I would bundle up if I was going out, but it's 14 degrees, so it's not as bad as it could be. Isn't that what we always say when something's bad, but it could be worse? It's not as bad as it could be. Okay, well, one thing to do with city government that I do want to mention, it does look as if they are going to try to put the budget on Monday night's city council agenda. Now, Monday will be a full city council meeting, but I'm not even sure they're allowed to do that. I'm not even sure that that's... I'm not sure you're supposed to do that. If something has been in committee and it did not receive the votes to get out of committee, I'm not really sure that you're supposed to put it on council's agenda, because it's not like it's a new piece of legislation, because it was introduced last week in committee. So I'm not even sure you're supposed to do that, but it looks like they have done it for Monday night. I don't know who did it. I would guess it was the mayor's office. I would guess. I mean, I don't know who else would have the power to put that on the agenda, but I'm not sure you're supposed to do that. So, you know, I guess it is what it is. I hate that saying, it is what it is. But I guess it is what it is. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But there's something about that just does not seem right. I don't think that's the way you are supposed to handle that legislation. Now, let's take the phone call and we'll kind of go from here and see where we're at. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Oh,
is what it is.
Yeah, I hate that saying. Hey, did you get your letter off to Santa in the mail?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
you
boy.
Know how much a postage stamp is these days?
Well, I know that a book of stamps is $15.60, so I'm guessing it's 50 cents, more than 50 cents?
More than 50 cents.
Yeah, what is it now?
Let me talk from the hood. More than 50 cents. It is 78 cents.
78 cents. Isn't that something?
No wonder the post office is going belly up and has $1 billion in debt. Gee whiz. But anyway, I think it was 78 cents well spent.
Well, you should get a letter back from Santa, because as Pat Cook said yesterday, Santa's number one elf, if letters are mailed off by the 18th, Santa should have time to respond to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I regret. I should have sent a self-addressed stamped envelope with that to help out, you know?
Well, I do hope people, if they have the means, do send them some help with postage, because what was it she said yesterday? Something like between 20 and 30,000 letters during this month that they send out?
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
An update for the fruitcake toss.
Oh, all right, yes.
Rocky Ratliff declined. He said, well, you have the school superintendent, supposedly.
Yes.
I mean, right?
Yes, yes.
So he figured he was more, he was enough representative for the schools, etc.
He's last year's champion.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Lowell Thurston, he's got a bad arm. He said he can't even throw a tennis ball.
You know,
and Lois Fisher, I ran into yesterday, and she has somebody driving her around. She's kind of, she's not very well. She's having her issues, so she won't be able to. Frank Gibson, I just sent a text to him, talked with him. There's a pretty good possibility he can be there and help represent the Industrial Channel as well. Mark Davis, he is on a cruise.
Oh.
So he's cruising the Caribbean.
Lucky and, him.
Won't be back until, well, after. He left today. Probably won't be back till Sunday. So a week from Sunday.
You know what's interesting that I have, and we've got quite a list here, and you never know who's going to show up and who's not. But what something has happened the last, it was starting to happen even before we started the fruitcake toss. But the peanut push itself, when I was at, and now the peanut push, it still happens, but it's kind of, I don't want to dig too deep into it because I don't want to say anything negative about it, but it's not.
Well, it's, it's constructive criticism that can only help it become better.
Well, all I know is that the peanut push, when I started at WMRN, the peanut push, the fun of it was basically what we're doing now. People calling in on the air and nominating people to be in it. And then you would always read who nominated the person and who was nominated to be in the peanut push. And that was a big part of it. But there's no station that really does that anymore because there's no talk station that's any longer associated with the peanut push. So even though I do still believe they broadcast the peanut push, there's really no advertisement on any of these stations that it's happening or that you should nominate people or even a morning venue where people could nominate people. So the nomination process now, which is really what that whole thing was always based in, is non-existent. So unless you happen to know who's running the peanut push or maybe you see it on social media, that's kind of it. I mean, there's really no way to handle it anymore. So it's kind of dropped off. Now, I think the money is still raised because I think the Harley Riders do a tremendous job raising money for Christmas Clearinghouse. But I think the money that they actually make off of the peanut push itself now is very, very minimal. And it's just unfortunate. And I also think that people, you know, it used to be, I mean, I got down and pushed a peanut one year. The mayor was always involved. City council people were involved. County commissioners were involved. Because it was funny to watch these people get down and push a peanut across the street. Although there were hardly ever any women in that competition, which is why we've done our event the way we've done it, so women can participate. But I don't think that happens anymore. I know now it's like cheerleaders and people in the band. They go for the bigger groups, the football teams. And I think that's all because people just happen to know who's running the competition. And that's really how that goes now. So there's a whole lot of that going on. And I also think in our event, people, I think people forget that it's fun. It's not necessarily to win. I mean, I'm sure you do want to win.
That's something that Marion is sorely missing. And Charlie Evers was what I called him unofficially. He was the commander of fun. And Marion needs a commander of fun to have events. Life is sometimes too damn depressing from work, family, etc., etc. There's got to be some moments, punctuations of levity, fun and frivolity.
I don't think anybody could do it now, because now even jokes are taken very seriously, and I'm not even sure that he could survive now. I think people would get offended by things that he said. Matter of fact, I know toward the end of his career, people were getting offended by things that he was saying and making big deals of them. So I'm not even sure that could happen anymore. I think that in the 60s and 70s you could do it.
And those are the people that, they're too afraid to come out of their own homes out into the environment for fear of something might happen. They're afraid of their own shadows. And those people, that's why I will always support mental health issues. There are too many people out there who really need mental help. And the unfortunate thing is that you can only receive help if you ask for it. But there's help out there. Well, Life can be a bitch. And if you take everything somebody says personally, you've got some serious issues.
Well, I'll tell you, and I'm not going to use the business name because I don't want to impugn the business, and the business is still in business here in town, but there was a business during Charlie's time on this station, and I don't even remember him saying anything all that negative about it. It wasn't like the business is negative or anything like that, but I got letters from that business before they opened that were very unhappy with him and very angry that he would speak in that way. And I also was starting to get letters. I don't want to go too deep in this, but he would say things that were his opinion about certain people, sometimes national people, sometimes local people.
Well, Hillary and her hair.
Well, yeah, that upsets some people.
I mean, who cares?
Well, women did not like that.
You can please some of the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think, and I always want to say, and I think Charlie would like that I would say this, the peanut push was not just a creation of his, it was Gil Gomez, who was a big part of that, the Weathermen back in those days.
And Buckeye Chuck, too.
Yeah, and I think Gil, I don't know if Gil Gomez was a part of that or not.
Well, Charlie, predominantly, you know.
Well, actually, I did not know until years later that Steve Stewart, and who was the newsman at MRN at that time, and there was another guy there. Gosh, I can't remember his name. But there were three of the people. Steve Stewart is the one who actually went to Doc McClaskey and got it declared the official groundhog. It was named after Charlie, but I think the people who really did the legwork on, and I think Charlie would admit to this, were really Steve Stewart and, I think it was Dennis Milligan, if that name sounds familiar.
Dennis Milligan there was a Milligan at DIF.
There was somebody else there. I know that. I know it was Steve Stewart. But Steve Stewart is the one who got Doc McClaskey to declare it the official groundhog. I do know that. So, all these things that he stayed in Marion. So I think he got a lot of the credit for it. But he had a lot of help on these things, as we all do.
Well, he was part of the catalyst to make it happen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, we need a cheerleader like that. You know, and someone else. and he gets a lot of bad stuff. But David Akin was one of Marion's biggest cheerleaders, you know?
Well, I always liked Dave, much like I always liked Charlie. But I think Dave's problem all throughout his life, and I know his son is out there and still doing a great job, but if you met Dave and you did not know him, he could come off as abrasive, the way he spoke to you. So I always understood that, but I never felt he was abrasive. He was always nice to me.
I had never been around when he was abrasive. He was probably one of the most positive people I've ever met.
Well,
he was manic, man.
But I think that came off to a lot of people as abrasive. I'm not saying he called anybody names, but if you were to meet him, or you were to go in to ask, hey, can I do something on one of your shows, or do you know something about this equipment? It almost came off like a lecture. I know somebody who went there. He was going to loan them a piece of equipment, and basically he gave them a lecture on how to use it and when it needed to be back and so on and so forth. Now, I'm sure he was not trying to give a lecture. It just did not come off well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I give lectures to people when they handle my equipment. I say, look, I make a living from this equipment. You have to treat this like you are paying for it. And not that it matters, but this microphone costs X number of dollars. This tripod costs X number of dollars. So please be careful with it. So.
Yeah, but these people were all wonderful to me, Charlie and Dave Akin and weren't we talking about somebody else here? Who was the other person?
Steve Stewart.
So I didn't know Steve that well, but I knew Charlie well, I knew Dave well, and these people were all very nice, and I did shows with them all. I did a lot of shows with Charlie, obviously, and the fruitcake toss really comes out of, you know, conversations that Charlie and I had for years about me not liking fruitcake and he liking fruitcake. So, you know, it's just that way, but I don't think it would happen today. I don't think the peanut... Well, look at what's happened to the peanut push, unfortunately.
Well, you know, I remember the peanut push in the 70s. I was working at Whirlpool. That was a big event for Whirlpool to get a peanut king and queen. And they would sell bags of peanuts.
Yes.
I think whoever sold the most bags of peanuts was the king and queen, if I recall. Don't really.
Person who raised the most money.
Yeah. Okay. Raised the most money.
Yeah.
And that. But I mean, we had all the Whirlpool and other companies and stuff. And you know, you need someone out there pushing this kind of stuff. You know, seems like maybe the Convention and Visitors Bureau would do something. I mean, ain't too much in the way of conventions going on here in Marion. And,
well, I guess,
you know, I think the tourism season's not really happening now. So,
well, I guess my original point here in the conversation was, and I'm not saying that Lois is not injured, and I'm not saying that Lowell can't, you know, he probably can't throw a fruitcake very far. But I doubt Jack Kellogg can either at 90-plus years old. And I think people miss the point. It's not really about that. It's being outside, getting a donut, being with all the people, singing some Christmas carols, being a part of a radio program.
It's, without sounding like it's religious, but it's fellowship.
That's what it is. And there's only one winner. I mean, when you look at this list, there's like 30 people on it. There's only going to be one winner, and we've never had a female winner. So when people give me that, and Ron Prater, God bless him, who's on the list now, he's injured. He just had some surgery, and I think he gets that it's for fun. It's mm-hmm. You know, that's what it's about. I mean, Santa Claus throws a fruitcake. We don't expect Santa Claus to win. And somewhere, I don't know what's happened, But something has happened, and it's very unfortunate. But I do want to say, so nobody takes what I said wrong, Charlie was a great person. I had a great relationship with him. I think everybody appreciates what he did for Marion. Same for Dave Aiken. Always liked Dave Aiken. Because somebody will misconstrue that I was saying negative things about them. But no, they had help. I have help. Everybody has help.
Well, I just thought, now, that first year when you did have the fruitcake toss, now I heard rumors that you used, you can't say dwarfs or midgets anymore, can't you?
See, watch out.
Little people.
You can say elves at Christmas. Elves.
And they would hold the fruitcake, and that was the fruitcake toss. Is that?
No. We never had elves. No.
Okay.
No.
So you never had little people holding the fruitcakes, and then you pick them up and toss.
No.
So that's a vicious rumor.
No, that happened in New York when I was there in 2001, though.
Well, someone said they heard Spencer Phelps say that's the way the original fruitcake toss was.
You know, I don't know. I haven't seen him for a while. God bless his heart.
And you haven't heard him for a while.
No, right? No. I don't know what became of him.
Silence is golden. Go ahead.
Okay, no. Who is somebody who you think would get the idea that this is actually fun? I mean, because there have been some people who have not been nominated. I know, I don't think Tara Dyer has been nominated. I don't think Aaron Rollins has been. Aaron Rollins showed up last year and tossed a fruitcake.
I'll give him a call.
Yeah, do that, because
he called me. He needed some aerial imaging out there to identify some landmarks on the property, and the snow beat us. So as soon as the snow, we can see green or brown, we'll be out there. But I'll give him a call and see if I'll tell him he's been nominated to toss a fruitcake. Hopefully he'll be able to be there.
And I want to mention this while we're on this subject. I think, now I can't confirm this yet, I can almost confirm it, that if somebody does not have a Christmas tree and is in need of one, I believe that we are going to have a live Christmas tree out in the parking lot, fruitcake toss night. Now, when the fruitcake toss is over, we have enough trees in the studio, we don't need it. If somebody wants a live Christmas tree, when we're done on Tuesday night, you can take that home for free.
Now, is this just going to be a naked cut tree, right?
Yeah. I mean, you'll have to do all, you'll have to cut the...
trim it.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that people from the fruitcake toss, if we get this absolutely confirmed, bring things that we can put on it that night in the parking lot. But when we're done, honestly, the tree's going to go in the dumpster if we don't... if somebody doesn't take it. So if somebody doesn't have a Christmas tree, they want a live Christmas tree, they
maybe
can have...
somebody from one of the homeless shelters might pick it up.
Well, if anybody knows listening right now, first person who calls me who shows that they have a need for a live Christmas tree, they can have it at 8 o'clock next Thursday.
What do you think about the bell ringers? What do you think about maybe if you can get the Salvation Army to
call them? Hey, that's a good one.
You know, ring the bell, toss a fruitcake, and everybody be merry.
Well, give them
a Buckeye donut.
Well, and also call the homeless shelter. See if the director, Dana Booker, I think's her name, wants to come down. And Dana Martin, maybe now she wants to come down and toss a fruitcake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, make some calls and call us back.
You know, and if it could grow maybe next year, some way you could have a nice bonfire back there and, cider, et cetera, and make it a good, fun community evening.
Well, we used to have hot chocolate, and I'm not saying that we won't have hot chocolate. The last 2 years we've had hot chocolate, but there has been some problem with that this year. But I'm not saying it won't be there. It could. Maybe it will.
Hey. It's the season of miracles.
All right. Keep us updated.
I'll give Aaron a call, and I'll give Tara Dyer a call.
Yeah, also the homeless shelter. Try the and the bell
homeless
ringers.
Homeless shelter and the Salvation Army, too.
Let us know.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Better tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Now, see, these are wonderful things that are happening here. In any event, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But I do believe, I have it on pretty good authority, we are going to have a live Christmas tree out here on Thursday night. So if somebody wants to bring a string of lights, or somebody wants to bring... remember the kids when they used to do the chains, if you want to do that, if you want strings of popcorn, you know, something that's on only going to be outside for an hour, we can decorate the tree with that. And then when it's over, somebody can have the tree. And if you don't have a tree, you'll have a live Christmas tree, courtesy of us on Thursday night, which is the 11th, which is still 9 days before Christmas. So you can enjoy that Christmas tree. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I don't know if one person could really drive fun. I don't know if you can force people into having fun. I think you can have fun, but I don't know if you can force people into having fun. In any event, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If somebody would like, oh, you know, nobody's nominated Scott Kreider, by the way. We're talking about city council people. So the list continues to grow. 740-383-9944. Would you like to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss? Or do you have anything to say in regard to what's going on with the city at this point, or the county for that matter? You can talk about the county if you like. Let's see here. Well, I think that's a lot going on this morning. I would like to see the homeless shelter out here. Nobody's nominated the lady from the peanut butter jelly truck, Amy Parker. I haven't seen that yet. You know, she could pull the peanut butter jelly truck right up here to the station on Thursday night, December the 11th at 7 p.m. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Are we not spreading holiday cheer this morning or what?
Hey, that's the way it's supposed to be, and it's a shame that you have to kick the clods to get it to moving, isn't it?
Sometimes you just got to do that.
Well, I wanted to share with you, I had to go out a little errand last night, and I seen the party bus.
Oh, still out running.
That's the first time I had seen it. Now, I want to tell you, that puppy is pretty darn nice.
Oh, it is a nice bus, yes.
I went over to Sims and pulled one off the lot and decorated it.
Oh, no, this is high class uptown.
What it has to be, if it's not a new bus, it's doggone close. And I thought to myself, good grief, and that decorations wasn't a $39.95 from Earl Shives in Columbus either.
Oh, no, and if you, I've never been inside the thing, but it's my understanding, if you go inside, there's some kind of neon lights inside the thing.
Well, I really did not realize, it's a heck of a lot nicer than the ones, the city buses. I mean, of course, I was just sitting there looking at it in awe of how fancy that sucker was. And I could not get over how, you know, like I said, it wasn't like they went over to Sims Brothers and pulled one off the lot and threw some stickers on it.
Oh, no. No, it's very, and I understand, as I say, the inside is maybe more impressive than the outside.
Well, I'm sure it is. But I was shocked, and I said to myself, they didn't get that for a $39.95 stickered paint job.
Oh no, those bus wraps, those are high dollar, and I don't know what the neon lights costed to put them on the inside. You know, I for people who suffer from seizures, you could really get into some trouble if you go in there and see those neon lights.
Now, did we buy that bus, or did we lease it, or we rented it, or what's the deal?
I believe it was purchased.
And did they ever get how much it costs to run and how much money comes in from it?
Oh, no, no, no. God, no.
People don't.
No, but I am being told that the wrap itself for the outside costs $3,500.
For just the Night Moves bus?
Yes, just the that wrapping on the outside.
Well, that was a bargain, because I'm telling you, that puppy's nice. It looks like Marion's got money.
And I guess it plays music as well on the inside.
Well, I would hope so. It may even have a live band in there.
So they are out running. See, I was told that service had stopped. Now,
well, I tell you, when I was over by what used to be the mall, I seen it coming out. I seen it turn into Kroger's. And then it wasn't down there very long, and I seen it come back out, and it went down. Of course, I had to kind of drive around because I forgot about the railroad crossing there on 4 being closed. They're working on it. And so then I had to turn around and come back and go another way. But while I was there on Cheney waiting to get out, it went past there, so I don't know where it was going or if it was just out advertising or what, but I'll tell you, that's something to be proud of.
Well, and I'll tell you, just to use the name Night Moves cost the city $2,500.
Now, nobody obviously looked at the budget before we did. Like I said, I thought they just took, you know, city bus and decorated it up.
Oh, no, no, no.
We don't do it like that.
No, no. We've got money coming out of our ears.
Well, I think they forgot that. I think that well went dry.
You know, I'm not trying to be critical of the city here, but if you had to name a bus something, and you knew that you had to pay $2,500 to use the name Night Moves, wouldn't you just change the name?
Well, that's true. Boy Scott, I don't know if I want to talk to you or not, because you do dig up all this stuff that makes me wonder.
Right. I would just call it, Nighttime Transportation. Marion Nighttime Transport. How about the Night Bus? I don't think you have to pay $2,500 for that.
Well, like I said, I was shocked. Now, that thing was shining like, I mean, really sparkly. It looked brand new, come off the showroom floor.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what the catalyst for that was. I really don't know. A lot of people say to get people to downtown Marion, but I don't know. It just never made a whole lot of sense. Most people in Marion have cars. And if you're here visiting, you probably don't know much about downtown Marion, so I don't really get that. I don't understand.
Well, even the people that do know, and they do know what it's for, do they ride it?
No, I don't. My guess is it's never made a profit, and it's been around for a year and a half, but we'll never know that. How much it actually cost, because that's been hidden somewhere. I don't know. That's been tucked away.
Now, didn't they have last year or something that a gathering or something hauled somebody someplace or whatever? I bet you those big limousines riding around town probably have more business. But so take the doggone thing off the street, quit running gas, or we can't afford it.
Well, at one point it was said that it was stopped. So why it's still running, I don't understand.
I mean, like I said, I just seen it last night, and I was surprised. First place, I was surprised how nice it was. And then, because it went into Kroger's, then come back out, went down and turned on Marks Road, and that's when I stopped. The second time I seen it.
Oh, it's definitely a curious thing. I agree with you. I don't know. I don't know why it's still running if the city's in financial crisis. You know, they were so concerned about giving the $25,000 because the city's in financial crisis, but they're still running the bus.
Well, that's another thing. And besides that, why didn't they just take one of the city buses and decorate it up?
You know, I don't know why these reps were so I honestly I don't understand the reps. I don't understand why the City Hall had to have their conference room repped. How many people ever go into the conference room at City Hall? I mean, honestly.
Well, if they can't hear any better in that room than they can in the council meeting room, that they could have gone a long ways on the price of that bus for putting in the communication in that council room.
There's been a lot of curious things done that I really... Listen, if it is good and it's going to help in some way, I can understand it, even if it's going to cost money. But things like wrapping the walls in the conference room at City Hall, or wrapping the mayor's office, or wrapping the service... Who goes into these offices? People don't see that. And the buses, you know, how many people have been on these buses?
How many people do you think has gone to council meeting in the past, and there's like me, they couldn't hear anything, so they don't go back?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of them. I'm sure. I know a few.
I bet you could hear on that Night Moves bus. It was nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it
maybe
was really nice.
Maybe they could pipe the city council meetings into the Night Moves bus.
Well, and then have each one of us pay 50 cents, drop it in the kitty, you know, when you go in.
Mm-hmm.
And that would boost their revenue.
That's right, and just drive all around town, looking at Christmas lights and listening to city council.
Yeah, you could do that, and see, they could drive around town, and then people would know the city is out and about.
Well,
but then anyone that goes has to put some money in, because we have to pay for the fuel and stuff.
You know, though, you're really hitting on a problem here that leads us to where we are with the city's finances. The problem is, essentially, more than anything else, is that we have spent money on what some people would consider frivolous things. And that's why people are angry. And if the people at City Hall don't understand that, I can't help them. If it had been spent on things like roads and maybe neighborhood sanitation projects and things like that, even if we were over budget like this, people would say, well, that was needed. That was a long time coming. The fact that we spent it on things like signs and bus wraps and strobe lights and music, that's what ticks people off.
Well, like I said, they didn't get that paint job done at Earl Shrine's for $39.95.
No, $3,500. $3,500.
Oh, well, so they were close.
They were, yeah, I don't know who did that one, but $3,500 there.
But it looks like a new bus. Now, like I said, all the time, I thought they just took one of the city buses and decorated it up. And maybe it's not a new bus. Maybe it just shined more last night. But, I think we're living like we got money.
Well, they might have to sell that off somewhere. I don't know why it's still running.
Do we own it, or do we lease it?
No, I think we own it. But I don't... We lease the name. The name for $2,500. But I think we own the bus.
Now, why in the world would you do that?
Well, again, the city does not understand this. The council cannot grasp, and the mayor cannot grasp why people are upset about the money. If the money had been spent on things that helped everybody in the city, people would not like it, but they'd be okay with it, because they'd say, okay, that needed to be done. Putting up all these signs and bus wraps and wall wraps and leasing a name for $2,500, that did not need to be done. That does not even help 1% of people in the city, and that's why people are ticked about these numbers being so high. You spend a lot of money on a bunch of nothing.
People that live here and come in town and they see that sign, they'd say, right.
Yeah, well, and 25, all they would have had to do is change the name to the Night Bus, and they could have saved themselves $2,500. Now think about that.
All I know is somebody slid a lot of stuff past, and the council had blinders because there was rare. Jason, I think, was the only one that brought up about, you know, that he would like a report of how much it cost to run that bus and how much they took in last month.
Well, people should
did get that.
People should remember. Now, council did not approve the bus. I'll hand them that.
He don't have to.
Well. I never understood that, but what they did, Jason did try to get legislation through to get a monthly report on the bus. Now, get this. It went to council. Give us a monthly report on the bus. And council voted no. Don't give us a monthly report. Please don't do that. Now, think about that.
Well, I don't know about that. I can't imagine them saying, oh, no, we don't need it. We've already spent it. It's gone.
No, they voted it down. Just to give them a monthly report to know what the bus was bringing in or not bringing in, that went down.
Well, you know, you think about how many people sat on that council, bless their hearts for even running, but was ever at a council meeting or was in FFA to not know what parliamentary procedure was?
Well, I don't know how many people up there know what parliamentary procedure is. That's going to be a real problem come the first of the year.
Well, I think maybe, and you got to give it to Mary Stoneburner. At least she comes. But I don't think that she knows pretty much what parliamentary procedure is. But if those people never ever used to regularly attend council meeting to know what went on, it ain't no wonder it's the mess it is.
Well, and 2 years later, they still haven't caught on. So, you know, you think...
Did the mayor even ever come to council meeting?
I don't remember. He might have.
Well, let's give him the benefit.
Yeah.
But, and all those people sitting up there in the peanut gallery, now I'm telling you, they're just, I'm sorry they had to clean up and come to the meeting because they just sit there like bumps. You know, no comment. It just looks like they're there to judge. And I think they should have done some judging before they got there. But, you know, I asked you about the new fire truck.
Yes.
Didn't they order that? And when's it supposed to be delivered? I mean, it's... Because it takes a couple, 3 years to get a fire truck.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that came from... It was ordered during a previous administration, I want to say. I think.
Well, when it's time to deliver, do we have to cough up any money? Or have we been paying as you go?
Well, I think they might have paid that. Although I would not stake my life on it. Because, see, the way they jam things through, I'm never really sure, because they just say yes to everything. I'm never really sure exactly what they're doing anymore.
But that would have all been done before this council. I mean, doesn't it take like 3 years or something to get a bus or to get a fire truck?
Yeah, but I think that one already came, because I think it was ordered when Schertzer was there, and I think that is one of the bills that gets referred to that you know, Collins has said they're paying Schertzer's bills. I think that's one of them.
Well, I would say, why would you say that, for pity's sake? Put the blame, you know? They say, like, pointing your finger at somebody else, you're pointing three fingers back to yourself, so... Whatever.
Well, 1.7 million for that truck is what I'm being told.
Now, is it paid for?
I believe that one is paid for.
Are we still on the payment plan?
No, I think that one's paid for.
And has it came yet?
Yes, I believe that one's out on the street.
And we don't have another one on order?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because I'm thinking, okay, now what do we got outstanding here?
I don't think there's anything for the fire department or the police department right now that I can think of.
But you'd thought it would have been a wake-up call when they had that fire the other night. What if that fire would have got out of hand and went through that whole apartment complex?
Oh, that would have been a terrible disaster.
Well, it could happen.
Yeah. Now there could be some ambulances out on order. We'll see.
Look, the money we spent for fun stuff, you know, that'd be like me going out there and buying. I don't need a new car, for pity's sake. Take care of the one I got. I don't need a new car. Now, tomorrow I might. But like I say, I bet, like my old refrigerator, I says, I bet you if it dies tonight, somebody will sell me one tomorrow.
Well, all I know is I think the whole thing here is people have to get a big picture idea of what has been done, what has been paid for, why it was done, why you can't undo it now, and how we got to where we are. And anything that comes after this, people are just going to have to deal with. But I think there's a lot of question in that. How in the world did this happen? And for people who say that doesn't matter, I think that's a problem, because there were a lot of things done that maybe should not have been done.
Well, but then, you know, if Jason or Ayers questioned anything, it was like, you know, we'll handle it. It's really none of your business.
Right, but is anybody going to take account for that? Because it does matter. Because people do need to know the answers. Now, is the mayor just going to get a little snappy like he did on Monday night, answering a question like that? I don't know. But if somebody doesn't start to question these people, things are going to continually get worse. Now, we can say that the state's going to step in and make them do whatever they want. Maybe. But I don't know. I don't think anybody thought it would get to where it is today.
Well, they, you know, and I think back, you know, I'm thinking when I ask about the fire department, and Ayers brought it up, it seemed to me like that's when the pot started boiling over.
Yeah, that was the meeting where everything started to hit the fan.
Hey, Scott, there again, we're not going to fix it. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening.
I'll be on my way. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of